Hello, this is Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards. Let's hear the Bible together. Psalm 35, verses 17 and 18. How long, O Lord, will you look on and do nothing? Rescue me from their fierce attacks. Protect my life from these lions. Then I will thank you in the great assembly. I will praise you before all the people. Have you ever felt that the Lord has completely forgotten about you? Perhaps you've seen God blessing all the people around you and you're wondering when it's going to be your turn. If you've ever had those thoughts, then you'll understand where David is coming from. He has had a succession of crushing experiences and is desperate for God to step in and to sort things out. Waiting is never easy, but when things are going so painfully badly, it is much, much worse. Time and again in this psalm, David cries out to God to fix the situation. But what impresses me is that as he waits for God, he doesn't lose confidence that God will at some point step in and answer his prayer. He is sure that the time will come when he will be praising God for his deliverance. Samuel Beckett's famous and despairing play, Waiting for Godot, introduces us to Vladimir and Estragon as they waited for Godot. They wait, and they wait, and he never turns up. It's all hopeless. That's not our situation. At times we do have to wait, and it's hard, and it's discouraging, and it's not what we would choose. But God hasn't given up on us, and we can be sure that God will respond to our prayers and answer us. For that reason, like David, we can continue to have confidence in God and trust him with our future. Waiting feels like a complete waste of time when it's happening, but the truth is that as we wait, our relationship with God is strengthened. If God always answered us immediately, we'd never need to develop a relationship with him. However, as we wait on him, with the confidence of knowing that he will certainly respond to our prayers, our relationship with him becomes stronger and more robust. Thank you, Lord, that just like David, we can wait on you with confidence, knowing that you do hear us and will answer. Amen. It's been a pleasure to spend these moments with you. Visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and join our growing Voice of Hope family. And follow along with these daily meditations at home in print, direct to your favourite mobile device, or as a daily podcast on the app Podbeam. I am Jonathan Edwards, and I encourage you to join me as I share a thought from the Bible Monday to Friday every week. May God bless you.